you think someone who's 21 years old should or should not build their personal brand?
If you try to build a personal brand, there is no end.
Their HR told them that you should not be so active on LinkedIn because it attracts recruiter attention.
Founders, to by design, are forced to become storytellers.
Correct.
Because otherwise you fail.
But there was somebody who moved from our office and on day one, they got this package. It had this diary, nice pen and products. And I don't know whether she put it on LinkedIn of her own volition, but she put it. 5,000 likes.
If barbershop stops being useful to Bombay Shaving Company, I would stop doing it immediately.
My personal brands are dangerous to build because you are only relevant to a certain set of audience at a certain point of time and then people move on.
Guys, welcome to another episode of The Bridge. We have Kaushik and Revant with us. And Gautami and Avni, welcome to The Bridge. Thank you so much. Today, we have a very interesting topic, which is about the importance of building personal brands. Everyone today is in some shape or form building their own personal brand. They're doing it through podcasts. They're doing it through LinkedIn profiles. They're doing it through Instagram pages, through thought leadership, posturing, positioning to the world. A lot of effort is going into it. You have run a podcast as well. Kaushik, you and Vinita, of course, you have seen Vinita up close kind of build a brand that is humongous, which of course has had rub-off effects on your business and on your life. And you guys have documented it so beautifully and honestly. But A, is it worthwhile? B, how much effort does one have to put into it? And C, how much of a long game is it actually, given how the world is changing? So, that's a topic, and Avni, Gautami, you guys, what is your view on as Gen Z on building personal brand? But I didn't even know personal brand was a word till like a few months back. You're building a personal brand. I'm like, really? That's pretty cool.
Part of the Indus Valley.
You're the OG.
As a big photograph, ki bhai personal brand is
flag bearer.
No, but I think when personal branding comes, somebody like Avni will think Vinita is like somebody she can connect to because same alma mater. So I feel like I'll connect to Leena Nair because she went to the same school I went to. And these are very heartwarming, endearing stories. Little girls feel inspired and they look up to these women behind big organizations and big companies, right? But I feel like over the period of time now, the whole charm of personal branding is somewhere lost because there are podcast after podcast maybe, or if there's like constantly like a founder or some doing something around it. And now, because of social media, we also understand how is it crafted and how the strategy is behind personal branding. We feel like the charm that was there to personal branding, it's lost.
The now charm of the authenticity.
I feel charm. Authenticity is still there because people want to be authentic and there's an extra effort gone into being authentic on social media also, but the charm is somewhere lost. What do you all think?
But when you say charm, you mean charm for the audience?
Yeah, or maybe the way it was more organic, it was more real. It was not like a forced fit effort made, like a proper strategy, a PR team sits together, ki she's going to speak this when she goes here and this is what she'll do, this is what she'll wear. That was not there. And that the real and the rawness of it just
basically
made me somewhere.
Like when you're a public figure, there's a team behind that's managing what you're putting out there in terms of what you're speaking, in terms of what goes out on your socials.
Yes.
So is there a gap in the authenticity of what you are as a person and what you showcase in front of the audience?
So I've seen this from up close and I'll tell you what I think we've seen work best. See, there are two parts to building a personal brand. One is your content and second is delivery. Now, content is who you are. No external strategy person can come and tell you, I think this is trending, so you should talk about this. There are a lot of people who do that, but that's very short-lived and flaky. It's like a firefly. It's going to end very soon. But there are people who have been very authentic about what they believe, no matter if it's trending, no matter if it does not get the requisite number of engagement, and they talk about it. Now, I think that's hard to stick to your guns, but some people, like for example, since you mentioned Vinita's, I mean, I know that she's always wanted to talk about three things: fitness, family, work. And you will find that everything she talks about everywhere, it's on these three topics. And you could say that if this was manufactured, somebody would have come and made this entire statement ki, you know, chalo, aapka personality hum log teen pillars mein banayenge, pillars ko aise scale ka. It's not that, it's just who she is, which is why she's not also very active on social media. She has not given her Instagram access to any agency. Delivery, I think, needs help. Because I come from that age
where yeah, beauty bloggers hua karte the, right? They used to write blogs, take photographs, and we used to lap it up and say, oh, content create ho raha hai. Now, as attention span kept diminishing, that changed to YouTube videos of 7 minutes. That changed to reels, also just static shots, flat lays of. So content delivery, I think we need help. Anybody who's serious about building a brand seems like you're being very pompous. Anybody who's clear about communicating with those who should matter to them should be very aware and open to help about how the delivery format changes. And I'm telling you, it's going to continue to change over the next 30 years. So, but content may not change. This is my two cents on it.
But I think there's a very interesting take when you said Vinita has always wanted to speak about three things. Fitness, family and work.
Yeah.
I've honestly never heard her speak about fitness because probably it has not reached me.
Maybe,
the
yeah.
only time I associated her with fitness was when I saw like her picture in some marathon.
Oh yeah, okay.
Which she did not try or which she did not intend on targeting or sending it out. I just happened to see it and that's how I knew she was into fitness.
Got it.
Or when I saw that she made certain investments on Shark Tank India, I knew that she had something, there was a different purpose to her and not just making money out of it. Or the equation that she shares with maybe Namita, I know she's a girl's girl. This is not the kind of content she's creating. This is just organic. Who she is maybe. Right. And that is what I like about her. See, so that is what I meant. This is the charm that I'm get like associating myself with, I'm engaging with. Not the kind of things that are coming to me and are being thrown at me. So I think that is what
Fair.
I meant.
Very interesting. That's very interesting.
But I think for me, the perception, like, I do associate her with sports.
Oh.
Probably because I relate
more
with her.
You've been in basketball, so yeah.
So I know, I relate with her background, right? So I relate that I also used to play sports in college. So she plays. So I have followed her journey that way. So I think the perception that you have based on your background
Definitely.
Versus me is very different as well.
So the algorithms are working.
That is for sure. That's something we can agree on.
But I want to know, why is personal branding so important to you guys when you are starting careers? Because we heard Gauri, Vidit, and Avi also talk about how, you know, resumes are getting embellished a lot. I don't know whether you guys see that when you're recruiting, but just at
CV points.
CV points apne time pe hua karta tha. Abhi to, if you see a LinkedIn page, it is now someone has, you know, started 3 companies, is a director, is CEO 2 times, has sold a company, all while being in college. A lot of people, when we were in MBA league, we are around similar vintages, apne time pe winning some competition, etc. was the CV point, right? Here, the moment your peer is kind of winning a case competition or whatever, you feel like doing one up, and then you feel like doing one more up. Plus, you are the product of possibly very successful parents. So there is pressure from both sides, right? And is that what is driving you guys to build personal brands? Because for me personally, and I think even for you, if I were to think about it, building our own brand was very much a result of wanting commercial success for our companies.
Yeah.
But I think it's become much wider.
I think, you know, I have a different perspective on that because you are thinking from the lens of a founder and commercial success for your brand to build your own image and in congruence with your brand image, right? But for us as employees, right, we are in the employee stage where we are working for other companies, for other people. So I think 2 things I'll share. One is that it is often not encouraged by companies that employees do their own personal branding or become active on social media or talk about their careers. Because one, someone has told me that, you know, their HR told them that you should not be so active on LinkedIn because it attracts recruiter attention.
Wow.
Right. And second, somebody in another company was told to stop writing on LinkedIn because it gives the impression that you have too much free time on yourself and you're not focusing on your work.
Wow. I'm totally the opposite.
I'm mind blown hearing this. No, wow.
And this has happened.
I have to, in fact, post my management, I get with it on these podcasts and I'll say, boss, you should like build. I should not be the only one carrying this stupid.
No, but you'd have a problem if they would promote or talk about a competitor brand.
Oh, for sure.
Companies, for example, Zepto or Blinkit, for example, or Zomato, for that example, they use their employees to do a lot of branding on LinkedIn.
Thing to do.
Right?
No. There's a fine line between that.
Well, that's
I really liked it. Yeah. Because that, do you remember? Do you remember when you were in college and have you all ever been like a part of the core committee, like a core organizing committee of some event? And you constantly pester your friends, ki ye story pe lagana, please. I want more registrations, please put this on story. It felt like that.
Yeah.
Initially, when the chief brand officer was posting, for me, as a consumer or as a viewer, for me, it's like, kitna effort dal rahe hai log, hai na? Kaushik has so many 100 things to do in life, Revanth has 100 things to do in life, but he's sitting and writing a post on LinkedIn, which is so long. That means he's putting in so much effort in his brand, right? He's so passionate about it.
Yeah, exactly.
No, so that is why I feel like this person is putting so much effort in building his brand. I feel very connected to that brand. That is one part. But if Kaushik makes all of his employees start posting about sugar, I'll be like, what is this? I mean, please don't overdo it.
Manufactured, it seems fake.
No, I was saying that, why would it feel fake, right? I'm working for a company.
Right.
I'm now related to it. I represent the company in some way. I'm associated. And if I'm talking about it, it should look authentic, right?
Yeah, I mean, as long as you're doing it because, I mean, one single day...
What you're saying is the same post.
Yeah, the write-up is the same. Yeah. I mean,
which is
one
what
will
happen. Nobody took the effort.
But Abdi, this has real consequences. I remember there was somebody who moved from our office and they joined... Fine, L'Oreal, okay. And on day one, they got this package. It had this diary, nice pen and products. And I don't know whether she put it on LinkedIn of her own volition, but she put it. 5,000 likes. And I saw that, I'm like, what is this doing? You know, everybody's going to be like, one of the triggers, this is 3 years back or something. Suddenly we're like, hey, we need to have an employee. We need a day one kit, okay? So one way to say that, okay, we are learning from the best. But that was like a eye-opener. Till date, I don't know whether that was, maybe that was organic, but I know what's not organic. People joining and next day, the LinkedIn profile ka piche jo wo banner hota na, the title, the horizontal part of the asset. Yeah. It's all company branding.
Yeah.
Like, that seems like a mandated thing, which is the part, I think, which will be fake is what I'm talking about. You're right. Normal talking, speaking may not
be. I think my question was when I shared the contradicting perspective, right? When you would be hiring for your company or when you, or for your own employees at this point, would you encourage them to do personal branding or would you discourage them from doing it? Or would you hire somebody who has a, you know, good social presence? Or would you say that, no, बहुत वेला इंसान है पोस्ट करते
हैं नो नो नॉट
ह्यूज ह्यूज प्लस फॉर मी पर्सनली
नॉट वेला एट ऑल आई डोंट नो बट हाउ यू लुक एट इट आई
सो वी हैव अगेन वी हैव फोर एक्सपेक्टेड बिहेवियर्स राइट बायस फॉर एक्शन ओनरशिप माइंडसेट कस्टमर फर्स्ट एंड हायर एंड डेवलप द बेस्ट इफेक्टिवली व्हाट वी आर लुकिंग फॉर इज हाई एजेंसी पीपल हु फील वेरी पैशनेटली अबाउट द कंपनी सो एज लॉन्ग एज देयर इज ऑथेंटिसिटी इन व्हाट दे आर डूइंग ऑन सोशल मीडिया देयर इज नो रीजन टू नॉट लुक एट दैट candidation, right? But in the end, we are a very functional org where you need to solve for that function. Let's say you're supposed to be doing quick commerce key account manager, right? The post I would love to see is, I have worked with, like, I had a lovely meeting with the Zepto camp today and coffee.
Yeah.
Then it shows that you can do your job well because you are clearly showcasing your relationship and your strength, which is a validation of how good you could be.
I think there are two ways of personal branding. Personal branding that you use for your company's benefit and what personal branding that you are talking about is for their own upskilling benefit that will ultimately sort of maybe, you know, help. If Shantanu asks with it to be like upskill himself, do his own this thing, that will ultimately help the company. But
can I ask a question then?
Yeah.
Sorry, just to how does one upskill by building up personal brand? I'm just intrigued to
I'm just saying that if he just motivates him to sort of do his own thing, build his own brand or whatever he wants to do in his
space. That's what I'm questioning.
Yeah. I think
kya hota hai?
In my view, the best leaders in consumer companies tomorrow are the ones who can tell the best stories.
Correct.
And the only way you can learn to tell a great story is by practicing storytelling over and
brilliant
over.
Point. Mm-hmm. Brilliant point.
Fair point.
And I think if you're going to build a personal brand, that muscle is going to get built.
So storytelling as a upskilling
skill,
happen when
you do it all the time.
And if your founder's story bata raha, that some people will really take it.
Yeah.
There will be some others who will be like, eh, toh window dressing karke bol
raha. Mm-hmm.
So when 10 other people, like one thing about your organization actually, there are so many people in the leadership especially. So they talk about what they are working on, what line they worked on to launch it.
Yeah.
Like this seems like they're very passionate about it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's pretty
And then their personality is very, so Siddha for example.
Siddha, yeah.
Or Varun for example.
Bombay, yeah. Varun,
or Rohit Taneja, our consumer. Unka alag-alag personality. Like, five and six posts will be about something totally like their worldviews, their strategy. Mm. But that personality is getting built and it's all adding to that 1 in 6 post that is about, let's say, Bombay Shaving Company or that scale. And then they do it to their teams. I also tell you what, I think there are second order effects to this. In my company, when I put up a LinkedIn post about, let's say, a supplier or a vendor, that supplier's loyalty to the organization goes up 10x for like 2 years.
Yeah. Mm.
I can delay a payment request.
You're acknowledging the importance of that person in your business.
The question then, like the better question is a person, I don't think personal brands are as important as storytelling. That's what you're saying.
No, personal brand is a very unique storytelling endeavor. There is storytelling endeavor which we do for our brands, which could be either through podcasts.
Let's think about employees. Founders to chhod de. Founders to by design are forced to become storytellers.
Correct.
Because otherwise you fail. Correct. That is a very much needed skill set. But because these are young individuals asking ki yaar hame zindagi mein personal brand banana chahiye ki nahi, would you advise them and say ki yaar personal brand bane ya bane, aap storytelling seekho.
Correct.
But there's a difference between output and outcome.
Correct.
Personal brand is an outcome. Storytelling is an output.
Correct.
Correct. Right?
So, I feel like when I'm recruiting someone, I would love for them to have shown a storytelling appetite to build their own personal brand. Like, if you have 75,000 followers on LinkedIn, that's, you're filling up an Eden Gardens.
Yeah.
Listening to what you're saying. That's, it looks like one small number on a profile, but it's a large number of people who you're getting eyeballs for, right? It shows that there is thought leadership of some kind, and it signals in unique ways. At a second order level, I feel like that skill could be useful for the organization. But for me, I start feeling that if the organization is then playing a role in a primary objective that is building your own personal brand, then it becomes a little bit more complicated.
Yes. I actually was trolling my Instagram yesterday and I came across a page with some 490k followers, okay, about, and this guy, he's not mentioned which company he works for, but I could identify him because he's all over my LinkedIn every single day. And he has some 500k followers now. He talks about beverages and he just talks about beverages. And I could identify him from there. There is no mention about the company he works for. There's no mention about what he does professionally. But I could identify and I could relate that if he has a life outside of his work, after being at a very high position in a particular company, that means the company is doing something right. That it gives him a chance to sort of, you know, have his own life, build his own brand, build something that he's very passionate about, that is beverages. And he has this very beautifully curated content pieces. And that's when you know, okay, maybe the company is doing something right. And
is it a beverage company?
No, it's not a beverage company. Should I take the name?
Yeah.
It's Zepto's chief brand officer, I think, Chandan
Mendiratta.
Yeah. He's very active. And I didn't know that he had his own personal page. And it's so beautifully curated. You all should go and check it out. And that's when I felt, okay, maybe Zepto's culture is good. I don't know how Zepto's culture is. But just from viewing that page, I'm like, if he's able to do so much after being the chief brand officer, probably he has a good work-life balance.
Would you feel
also
the same way if he were like a biker? And would go to Leh Ladakh and have 500 followers.
You're asking that, would you do it if he did it, took off from work to do it? Is that what
would it reflect on Zepto in your mind?
I would think if he has the kind of time to do it,
in the weekends or we don't know
that
when
is
he's
completely
doing it.
Fine. Yeah. But that's again the same thing which I said, you know, the person who was told that, you know, why are you so active? Seems you're not putting enough effort.
I wanted to respond to that. See, I think for the three of us at least, we have the buses sailed for us because if I am creating a post, long post on LinkedIn, I cannot hold it against anybody in my company who posts on LinkedIn. I karta hu, how can I judge you? So similarly, right? So, and I think that can breed good culture because then you see that, okay, people are talking about it. And if I see a candidate who's very active or who has posts, you know, okay, what I sometimes do is go check who's commented. And sometimes in the comments, you find people from the organization she's leaving saying that, hey, you know, it's your last day, wish you the best and all that. That's massive validation for me. If a person's leaving and somebody from her organization is saying, hey, good luck with your new venture, look at the amount of goodwill the person has in the existing organization. Yeah. So I'm all for it. So,
yeah.
Do you recruit looking at postal brands? Is it a plus or minus? Or it's not
actually
irrelevant?
For me, recruitment is all about, I think there's too much noise on social media. I think it's very dangerous to try and build a personal brand because you're becoming slaves to the algorithm. Mm. Because the answer to building a personal brand, the validation that you want is followers. Like he said, 75,000 followers, great.
Exactly.
She knows how to get followers. That algorithm will change 6 months later.
Yeah.
And because she's got that gratification of, I have 75,000 and Shantanu said, wow.
Hmm.
If I get 200,000, then Shantanu will be like, wow, wow, it's bahut badhiya kar.
Yeah.
So let me get to 200.
Yeah.
This quest, right, is not going to help you actually do anything else because aap uske slave bante jaoge. ये given है.
Yeah.
In my view, your real life and your real life में they'll start थोड़ा तो डिफरेंस आने लगेगा. इनफैक्ट टू एन एक्सटेंट वेयर योर रियल लाइफ विल स्टार्ट मिररिंग द लिटिल बिट ऑफ द रियल लाइफ बिकॉज यू जस्ट क्रेविंग दैट, राइट? सो ऑनेस्टली वी हैव नेवर लुक्ड एट इट एज अ कि यार ये एसेट चाहिए, बट वी डू व्हाट इज वैलिडेशन विच इज एज क्लोज टू अ पर्सनल ब्रांड विच इज वी आर वेरी वेरी स्ट्रॉन्ग बिलीवर्स इन रेफ चेक्स एंड थ्री ब्लाइंड रेफ चेक्स थ्री नोन रेफ चेक्स सो वी ऑल्सो टेल फॉर एग्जाम्पल द कैंडिडेट दैट You tell us किससे ref check लेना है, right? And a lot of people say अगर उसमें तो game हो जाएगा because they'll say कि you know क्या बोलना है करके. We don't check for that.
Oh.
Right? It's good. In fact, it's a very good thing. If for example she's applied and she's told कि यार हाँ you take a ref check from her and she said कि boss this is a great role I really want to fight for it. That's a good thing. That means I know that she's excited about the role, right? So I will ask more critically कि तेरे को क्या बोला है करके उसने, right?
Right.
So You have to understand the real person who you will spend 8 to 10 hours with every day. And at least for startups, it's almost like war. We are in the trenches every day for 10 hours. Usme, I need someone who has my back. So I need to really know the person.
Yeah.
I don't think social media allows me to know the person. I'm seeing increasingly large distances between what I see on social media and what I see as
real. So I think you said that it merges, right? You start living your real life. My only... point here is that if you are looking at it as a timeline and a deadline ki mujhe is date tak 100 pahunchna hi hai and that is what you're doing this for then I agree it's very stressful and you lose all track of priorities sometimes the why is not a number like I started till 2020 I was absent on LinkedIn like I had very few people to talk to during COVID so that's when I actually started and I used to look at you Mohit and the others posting I'm like chalo kuch karte so that got me like oh I feel Nice, sharing some thought about what's happening in the journey. So for me, I mean, the 0 to 100 or more, 50, very, very different. Like Instagram, mein abhi pata nahi, same number of followers, mein 6 mahine padha ho, it doesn't bother me.
Aapko farak nahi pad raha hai, kyunki aapke liye core thing is building the business.
Fair.
And you see this fair, as fair. A conduit.
Fair.
When the question, and when a young person thing. Asks me that, is building personal brand main, important? The they feel ki hum brand banayenge, uske baad hi hamara career better hoga.
Nah, that is problematic.
Is In my view, where the question, that's my understanding of the question, which I feel is unfortunately, at least I'm in a camp where if you try to build a personal brand, there is no end. There is never an end. Platforms will force you to never end.
Bizarre.
In the end, the way these platforms are designed that have brought this personal, see personal brands always existed. If you think about it, what I said about a ref check has existed for 25 years.
Yeah.
So when someone wanted to put money in my business, they would call up the 20 people in the last 10 years and say, how is Revant as a guy?
Yeah.
Right? And they heard very different things. So I actually checked, achha, aap batao mereko, at least give me feedback. And they said, the most common feedback was, very difficult to manage as an employee. Right? Okay. kisi sunta nahi hai kabhi. Right? Luckily, from a venture capital perspective, they were like, yaar, theek hai. In our archetype, this is okay.
Nice.
Right? Because we have to give money and trust the founder / CEO to figure it out.
Yeah.
So, the question they would ask is he coachable?
Yeah.
Like, sunega nahi, lekin agar, at least would he, you know, give it a fair hearing. He may still do what comes to his mind, but at least will he sit at the table? I said, yes, that will happen. Yeah. But don't expect that you'll get through to him. Yeah. Right? Which is reality. Correct?
True.
Now, that's also a personal brand if you think about
definitely.
It, right? But there's a lot of raw authenticity in these deep conversations happening in private.
Yeah.
Where I didn't even know that I had to behave a certain way for me to get this personal brand, let's say 15 years later. Whereas when you are trying to solve for an algorithm, in the end, I mean, it may seem like a little meta view, but I really believe that because you're solving every day ki yaar reach nahi aa rahi, engagement nahi aa rahi hai, you will start doing a little bit of things that will solve for that instant gratification.
You'll do hook steps.
That is exactly what I started with.
Which, matlab mere liye, you made a statement in the beginning that the charm has been lost. And but there's an effort to be authentic. I actually thought that's an oxymoron. There is no effort to be authentic. If you speak your mind, it has to be effortless.
Yeah. Mm.
If I have to make an effort to present myself a certain way, to speak a certain way, then I'm not authentic.
Yeah.
The effort is in putting yourself
putting
out there.
Putting the kind of effort
no,
I meant.
There should be no effort. If you switch on a camera and I'm just talking, that's how it should be.
No, but the effort is that you came here, you sat, and you showed up,
you've
invested time in doing
4 hours of your day-to-day to come on this podcast, that's your effort that I like as a founder or as a person.
But I think that's, maybe this is very important for you guys to understand. I am only making that effort because Shantanu is a dear friend and I said, Raymond, please, you have to do this.
Right.
I would never do it otherwise.
Yeah.
That so I'm not trying to build a personal brand. I'm just coming here doing my friend a favor.
Yeah. That was going to be my next question of somebody like Nikhil Kamath, who's, I mean, Zerodha is like very big now. He does not have to be on a podcast, sit with 10 people and discuss things. He's done what he had to do and it's huge now. But he's doing it. So do you think somewhere now the founders are looking at platforms like, say, maybe hosting podcasts or coming and talking to people because they want to use their mass appeal or their platforms to something meaningful, or is it still to make money, to stay relevant and whatever? What
is it? I think it's soft power because you've had a wide area of influences within a certain audience segment. How do you expand your vote bank? Let's say 15 years from now Nikhil Kamath runs for prime minister, let's say.
Okay. Yeah.
How do you expand your reach?
That
you
is a
have
very good
to cut
point.
Across and find new vehicles, right?
Yeah.
So I'm sure if Shantanu was only selling razors and trimmers, you would have so many women who would even react to so many nuggets that you share, right? Yeah. So
true. that is true, because I'll tell you, don't take offense. Okay?
No, no, please.
The first time I heard about the company and I took notice of the company was when we were sitting in college discussing how they've asked a bald guy to talk about a company that talks about like shaving and whatever. That was the hook, and that is what got us hooked, because he put himself out there.
That was offensive.
Yeah,
you know, for women, you are like not a good role model.
You women shouldn't smoke. I've done a lot of stuff that I've done.
But so what you said about expanding
the audience.
So he expanded the audience. No, fair. For example, when I see Mumbai Indians, okay, I see Mumbai, and this is like something which my dad explained. I see Mumbai Indians ka that when they play the cricket matches, they have the owner's box, right? You'll see Miss Nita Ambani, you'll see Mukesh Ambani, you'll see the children, and you'll see Sachin.
Yeah. Okay?
And the wealth delta between any of the Ambani and Sachin is multifold, right? But the pull that Mr. Tendulkar has is like far more than all of them combined.
Yeah.
Okay, and that pull you cannot quantify in any way.
Yeah.
But there is a brand there, and I think different people at different times in their life pursue different things. Mm-hmm. Like money is a natural thing which all of us pursue. We pursue jobs, companies, valuation, all of that stuff, right? At some point, maybe when you reach our age, I think for us, bragging rights between each of us is probably not valuations anymore.
Yeah.
It's possibly health. Mm-hmm. And between the both of them, maybe children.
Yeah.
Right? How are my children doing? What's my relationship with my son, etc., etc., right? At some point, it becomes about, about legacy and what impact you have on the world and how much influence you have and so on.
Yeah.
I think that's where some of this personal brand actually starts taking real fruit.
Mm.
I think initially, maybe sure, I think it's the new way of making a CV, I feel. And
it's
got some delta, but if you keep doing it, like, everything in the world, it compounds in my view.
Yeah.
If you keep doing it over a period of time, then I think the legacy building that you will do, if you've done it authentically, he's right. If you do it authentically, you do it with a view. Like, I love how Vinita has kind of built it, not with a view to build a personal life, but because she's been authentic through it all.
Exactly. Yeah.
And hence, it's effortless to do in that way.
Yeah.
Avni and Gautami, thank you so much for being generous, candid, super sharp, and for challenging Revanth and Kaushik and building on their points as well. Kaushik, Revanth, you know, kind of big fans for showing me the mirror like you always do. And Kaushik for you know, kind of representing your institution and you know, bringing your thoughts to the table. Thank you guys so much. It's been a fantastic
episode.
Thank you guys.
Pleasure.